Good morning. We're continuing Chayyodom Akfal Samaches Simon Aleph. We left off in this last din of the Chayyodom, the exception to Mavir Ala Mitzvah is in a scenario where the person, by waiting and being Mavir Ala Mitzvah, he will be able to fulfill the mitzvah later on in with a superior quality. So, what's appropriate to do? Do you say Ein Mavir Ala Mitzvah and the person should do the mitzvah now, or alternatively, the person should wait and do it later? In a better fashion. So the Chayyodim starts out saying that we find that a person should actually wait from the Din of Kiddush Levana, that we wait till Motzei Shabbos. And then he says that the Sefer Chassidim says not like that. In the Nishan Sodom, he comes out that the source of this halacha in Siman Tov Chavov is the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen did not bring the Sefer Chassidim. He has to assume that he did not see it, otherwise he would have brought it. And then he continues, he says, we have to assume, had he seen it, he would have accepted it. And therefore it seems to be his final hakra is not to wait, but to do the mitzvah now, like the opinion of the Bach and the Gro, that a person should do Kiddush Levana at his first opportunity and not wait till Motzei Shabbos. We mentioned that, however, that this is a machloikas, what one is supposed to do, what should one do. Again, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Trumas Hadeshen, that the person should wait till Motzei Shabbos. The Shari Tshuva in Siman Tov Resh Nun Aleph, dealing with the halachas of Esrig, he presents the following question. The person has an Esrig, a kosher Esrig, available to him right now. If he waits till later, he will get a Esrig which is more mahudr and be able to makarim the mitzvah of Esrig in a more mahudrika fashion. So what should one do? Should he do the mitzvah now? Because in Mavir Ala Mitzvah, he has the opportunity to do it right now. Or should he wait till later on to do it in a better fashion? So he brings to the Tshuva Space Yaakov that the person can wait till later on. He brings a ride to that point from a Gemara in Yuma, that a person can wait to a later point to do the mitzvah in a better fashion, even though he's being ma'avar the mitzvah. Similarly, this Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Chanukah deals with the case where a person whose his derech was to light with Shem and Zayas, which is the preferred option, this is in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Gimel, he comes to his house and there's no Shem and Zayas available, but there are neiros available. And Shem and Zayas will be coming soon, so should he wait to do the mitzvah later with Shem and Zayas, which is a hitter to do with Shem and Zayas, like Mishabu Ben Adam from the Maram of Prague, or should the person do it now with Neir Shaiva? So again, he says that a person should wait till the Shem and Zayas comes and not do the mitzvah with the Neir Shaiva if he has that option. That seems to be the hachra following the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that a person should wait to do it in a better fashion. On the other hand, we already saw this idea from the Radvaz, a person has the opportunity to daven now or wait till later, he should use the opportunity to daven now and not do the later greater mitzvah, which would be something along the lines of what we're saying right over here. It's not exactly the same. The Avinezer is of that opinion as well. The Marsham brings a ride from a Gemara, Tosis and Tamurah, that you should do the mitzvah now and not wait till later on. So this seems to be quite a machloikas in the Maisa, which one is preferred, and there are opinions on both sides, so whatever a person does, they have somebody to rely on. The Mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah there is that the Mechaber says to do so and explains why. He does bring another opinion, explains why, since he seems to be he's not giving a final hakra. But the Minhag Olam is by Kiddush Levana, we do wait on Motzei Shabbos. It seems to be that it's become the kubbal that it's appropriate to wait to do it in a better fashion. There is a very nice sefer called Nesiyah B'Chukecha, which is put out by a person named Rabbi Avram David Leibowitz. And it is all about Klal Samaches of the Chayyodim. As we mentioned, this is a very significant seminal simon where Chayyim deals with the proper approach of how to do mitzvahs and all the different halachas which govern that, and with many pratim, as we already saw. So he adds on a few points onto that the Chayyim did not address directly in regards to emaver and mitzvahs. And Beth Hashem, in the next year, we will approach and discuss some of those. Have a good day.